Do you guys realize the holidays are like right upon us? Can you believe it? Thanksgiving is like less than 2 weeks away. And we actually have our Thanksgiving potluck here next weekend, which is super fun. I really like it. And with those holidays can come lots of stress. Because with those holidays comes lots of things to do that we add to our list that we don't normally have to do. And I don't know about you, but on my day off, the days when I'm home, I make myself a to-do list of what I have to do. Rarely do all of those things get checked off that to-do list. And then the holidays come around and we have all those more things to add to that list than what we would normally do. You know, we have shopping and extra food to make and decorating and get-togethers to go to and wrapping presents and events to attend. And then when we go out and do all those things, it's so much more crowded and there's so much more traffic on the streets. And when we go out, say, shopping to the mall, people are kind of stressed because they have all these things to do also. And sometimes they get snappy and get a little bit cranky. And then I know on top of that, for many of us, we have family to get together with. And that in itself can be stressful sometimes. Because there are old family dynamics that come into play and buttons that get pushed by the people that actually installed those buttons in the first place. And there's always seems to be somebody on those holidays that misbehaves, Uncle Harry and what he does, and we have this anticipation of somebody misbehaving again at that get-together. And so while some of the aspects of the holiday are really, really fun, there are other aspects that seem stressful and can be a little bit overwhelming. And so in recognition of that, what I'm talking about today is mindfulness and about how mindfulness is a tool that we can use to recenter ourselves and to stay in the present moment. That we being in this now moment, what happens is when we're in this moment, only in this moment, with all of our attention and our focus here, all that other stuff that we have to do, we can separate ourselves from so we de-stress from the overwhelm. And so the definition of mindfulness says mindfulness is a state of being in the present moment, being aware of what is around you, of what is happening within you, being aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your bodily sensations. Mindfulness is the ability to notice what you are noticing. For example, if you're walking, to notice that you are taking a step and that you are taking a step. To notice your grandchild's hand in yours when you're holding their hand. To notice and feel and be aware of the sun on your skin or the wind in your hair. Or to be aware of the beauty of the flower that's right in front of you. It's to be aware of all of those things and at the same time to be aware that you are noticing them. And so I have a little exercise that I would like to do with you that's just a little exercise in mindfulness so that you can have an experience of it. You ready? And so first, take a deep breath. And notice that you're breathing. Feel the air flowing in through your nostrils and going down into your belly and rising back out of your body. Just be aware of that. And next, notice that you can notice. Notice that you have that faculty. Just like you have seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting faculties. The ability to notice. And next, become aware of your emotional state. Are you feeling peaceful or open-hearted or happy or relaxed? Notice your emotional state. And now notice the tip of your nose. And notice your right index finger. and your left kneecap. The bottom of your right foot. The tips of all 10 toes. Your cheeks. Your chin. The top of your head. The first step of mindfulness is choosing to be aware of what you're noticing. To notice that you're alive. And to notice that you can notice. And so I invite you to open your eyes. And so mindfulness helps us move through the holidays with greater ease and with greater peace for two different reasons. One is being mindful of what is around us in the present moment, and what we are doing in that moment keeps us in that moment. Like I said, then when we're in that moment, we aren't worrying about what there is to do in the future, and we're not worrying about what happened in the past. We're just in this moment, in the fullness of this moment. And if we focus on what we are doing now and what we are feeling now, for example, like let's say you are wrapping a present. When you are focusing on what you're doing and what you're feeling, you feel the paper in your hands as you're wrapping that present. You feel the sensation of the paper, and you hear the music that's playing on the stereo. And you are aware of the joy that you feel inside of you of simply creating something that's beautiful. You are aware of the colors. You don't worry that there's something else to do. You aren't fretting about what has not yet been done. You aren't worrying about what might happen in the future, how Uncle Harry's going to act at the holiday party. You're just in the moment of what's going on presently. And so you know what you do experience when you're in those moments like that present? You experience a sense of aliveness. You experience a sense of connection with what it is that you're doing or who it is that you're with. You have this affinity for life because you feel more alive. And you get to experience the joy of what it is you're doing. There's a joy in just wrapping a present. Joy is only in this now moment. You can't experience joy if you're not in the moment. So if you want to experience joy, you can't be in the past and you can't be in the future. You know, I know for a lot of us, most of the time, we aren't actually present. We're busy worrying about what we're going to do and what has to be done. And I know on Sunday mornings when I get here, there's still lots of things to be done. Things haven't been set up yet. And I'm going to go over my talk one more time and talk with the musicians sometimes about what they're going to do. And, you know, I'm in my head and people come up actually and try to talk to me. And I'm really not even present to talk with them when someone wants to have a conversation. And then we have pre-service singing. And I sit down and I start singing those songs, and it gets me fully present in my body. So I'm exactly in this moment. And then I get to be in the joy of this service, because it is such a joy to be here and to be amongst each other. And it's so much fun to deliver a talk. And Sunday mornings, this is my favorite thing in the world to do, is to do this. But when I'm in my head worrying about what I have to do, I don't get to experience that. So we practice and do things that help us get present, like breathing, or like singing, or like doing some mantra, whatever the exercises that you are that can do, feeling the tips of your left fingers and your right kneecap to bring you present into this moment. Being in the moment enables us to experience the smallest of joys. You get to experience the joy of seeing your dog's tail wagging, or the joy of the beautiful cloud formations that we've been having so much lately. You get to experience the wonderful smell of the coffee when the coffee's brewing, or the love that you feel for the people whose company that you are in. You get to, when you're present, feel how comfortable your bed is, or how nice it is to be in your house. You know, one of those things that I do to keep me in the moment is light candles at home. If I have a candle lit in my living room, it keeps bringing my attention to it. Oh, look, I'm home. I'm here. I'm not at work. I'm not running around. Oh, look, I'm right here in this living room. It allows us even to feel the beating of our hearts, and in that to feel grateful just for being alive. And so the second thing that mindfulness does for us is it enables us to be in touch with our thoughts and our feelings as they are happening in the present moment. I know it's, and what we call that the observer, to be able to observe, like you're watching from back here, your thoughts and your feelings, your emotions as you go through them, gives you some control over it. So that's the observer that we have within us. And I know for much of my life, I had no idea that I was not my thoughts and my feelings. What happens when we are so identified and think that's who we are, then those thoughts and feelings run us. You get into a conflict with someone, or you get angry with someone, and you just run down that road, and you don't have the power to stop yourself because you don't know you're separate from those thought processes. You don't know that you're separate from those feelings. So if we can have the observer out and you can notice what you're feeling, notice what you're thinking, you notice that you aren't that, and you have some choice then that you can choose this or something else. And I know I shared this story with you guys a while ago that I remember recently. I got really mad about something, and I was home really mad, and I had to go out to my car to get something, and I walked out down the long walkway to my car and got the thing and walking back to the car. I had that realization, oh my gosh, I don't have to feel these feelings. I don't have to stay mad about this. And I literally, in that moment, chose to not stay mad. And when I walked back in the house, I was over it and on to the next thing. That was a miracle for me to know that I could choose like that. But if you don't observe yourself from the outside, if you don't notice what's going on, you're just in it, then it just runs you and you don't have a choice. And so we all have that observer. Who was it that was noticing the bottom of your left foot? Who was it that was noticing the fact that you were noticing? That is the observer. That is who you are. That is your spirit. That is your essence. And so it benefits us. That's why it benefits us to do meditation. In meditation, we become aware of the fact that we aren't our thoughts. You can watch those thoughts drift by, but there's somebody watching all that stuff that's going on. It allows you to separate from your life and to separate from your feelings, and you become in touch with that observer. That's a huge benefit of meditation. You realize you aren't your thinking, and that you aren't your feelings, but you are the consciousness behind it. That is who you are. That's your spirit. That's your essence. You are consciousness itself, an aspect of infinite mind itself. You are an individuation of the absolute, an individuation of intelligence and of love and of wisdom and of creativity. You are the chooser. You're the chooser. That's that awareness who gets to choose what it is you're thinking and feeling. Eckhart Tolle says, awakening is a shift in consciousness in which thinking and awareness separate. That's part of the awakening, to realize, to have an awareness that you aren't your thinking, but to have those two be separate from each other. And so mindfulness enables us to observe our feelings and our actions and our thinking. And so Mary Morrissey talks about this and gave a great example that I'd like to share with you. She says, if I'm walking down the street, feeling crowded by the hustle and bustle and bothered by the people bumping into me, I may start feeling irritated. If I notice that irritation and focus on it, that focus will cause that negative feeling to grow. But if I practice mindfulness, I can notice that I'm in a negative, constrictive state of mind that's creating a negative experience. I can't control everything around me, but I can control what I'm thinking about everything that is around me. I can notice that I'm walking outside. I can notice that I'm breathing without the aid of a machine. I can notice I have life coursing through my body, and I'm experiencing a moment in this sacred life that I am living. This one sacred life that I'll never have again in all of eternity. I can notice the positive aspects of this experience and focus on them. By doing so, I shape my own experience, even if I can't control what's happening outside of me. So mindfulness gives us that awareness. That's the part that's so empowering about mindfulness. Once we're able to observe our thinking and our feeling, we can ask ourselves, is what I'm thinking, is what I'm feeling, is what I'm focusing on bringing me to an experience of joy or of wonder or of gratitude? Or is what I'm focused on and thinking about bringing me pain and frustration and disempowerment? But it takes awareness to be able to ask yourself that question. So mindfulness gives us the power to choose and to be at choice of where we focus our energy, what we think about, because that creates the experience that we're having. And so I read a story that says, a horse suddenly came galloping quickly down the road. It seems as though the man had somewhere important to go. Another man who was standing alongside the road shouted, "Where are you going?" to the man on the horse. He says, "I don't know. Ask the horse." Is that what we do? I don't know. My mind is just running down this crazy road. Being mindful allows us to drive the vehicle. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, the will of God is always toward that which expresses life and happiness. The will of God is always towards that which expresses life and happiness. You are meant to be happy. You are meant to feel satisfied and fulfilled. You are meant to bask in this magnificent life and all the good that is all around us all the time. We live in an infinite universe. We live in boundless potential. We live in this endless good. Mindfulness is a tool that enables us to choose that as our experience. And so I suggest to you, before you move into Thanksgiving and go to see your family, before you move into this holiday season, that you set an intention for yourself. You can set an intention every day when you get up, but especially when you're going to holiday functions and that kind of stuff. Set an intention before you go to Thanksgiving. What is it that you're wanting to experience that day? Is it that you're wanting, are you wanting to experience the love that you have for your family? Are you wanting to experience how grateful you are for all that you have? Are you wanting to simply have fun? Are you wanting to feel relaxed? And then practice mindfulness. And notice if what you are noticing is creating that experience that your intention is set upon, or is it creating something else? Notice if what you are feeling is taking you towards that intention or away from it. Notice if the lens through which you are viewing everyone and everything is supporting you in that intention or not. Are you looking through a lens of past experiences of past years? Are you looking through a lens of judgment or of criticism? Are you looking through the eyes of your mind or the eyes of your heart? It's a choice. And breathe and be in your body and be in the moment. And if you find that what you are focused on and what you're putting your attention on is not enabling you to experience your intention, ask yourself, what can I notice instead? What can I focus on or see or notice instead of the thing that is annoying me or making me unhappy or uncomfortable or whatever it is? Can I notice the beauty of this table that's set? Can I notice the laughter of people in the room? Can I notice the joy in the children as they're playing and running around with each other? Can I notice how lovely my cousin's relationship is with her husband? All of those things are happening at the same time, not just the one that you're focused on. They're all choices as to what to put your attention on. What can you notice? Ask yourself, what can I notice instead of this if what you're noticing isn't bringing you joy? Can I look through a different lens? Can I look through a lens of open-mindedness or open-heartedness in this moment? Or a lens of compassion? And so my invitation to you as we move into these holidays is to be mindful, to pay attention to what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're focusing on and what you're doing, and just the fact that, are you present in this moment? And bring yourself back to the moment wherever you are. Notice where your mind is, and notice if what you're focusing on is empowering or disempowering. Is it bringing joy or something unlike joy? Is it expansive or is it contracting? Is what you're focused on life-giving or life-depleting? Are you focused on obstacles and problems or on blessings and opportunities? Are you looking through your eyes of the past or the eyes of boundless potential, which is the truth of this moment? So be in the moment and enjoy yourself, because you are always there. Enjoy yourself and who you are, and be with what there is that is joyful in the moment. If you're doing the dishes, the warmth of the water on your hands. If you're being with children, the laughter of the children. If you're cooking, the aromas of the food. Be present and be in joy, and just recognize the gifts that are all around you in every moment. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as we move into this holiday season. May it be a blessing and joyful, and may you live it to its fullest. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so how good it is just to be answering this call of my own divine self to pause and stop and remember. To remember that, yes, indeed, here we are in that infinite presence. That presence that is the infinite potential of the universe itself. That presence that is life. And that is love, and that is good without measure. That presence that is the one and only presence and power and life and joy and good that exists in this entire universe. How good it is to be in recognition of this one here that is beating my heart and breathing my lungs. Here, that presence that is unfolding itself as this day and all of the opportunities that present themselves before me. This is the activity of that infinite presence. And so I recognize today that, yes, indeed, we walk in the light. We walk in this presence of good, and that it goes before us and makes the way open and plain and smooth. And so we practice mindfulness. We practice being in the moment, for in this moment is the fullness of the presence of God, the presence of infinite potential. Here in this moment is the all good. And so I know that as we move into this holiday season, we are led and we are guided and we are lifted and we are buoyed and we are filled from within by this presence. So that, yes, indeed, we are the light, and we bring that light with us wherever we go, so that we are a blessing to all of those around us. And so we just revel in gratitude. We revel in this amazing gift of life and the fullness thereof. And so I release this prayer into that infinite and creative law of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding itself as this. How grateful I am to be aware, how grateful I am to be living this life of God, how grateful I am to just be grateful. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.